sounds like some great discussions. Please do continue them after the service as well. So I remember getting my first job just after COVID, working in a restaurant, and I was really excited. My first time doing something on my own, my first job, but I was a little bit scared and nervous. What if I messed up someone's order? What if I forgot to put the knives and forks out on the table? What if I forget to give table three their mayonnaise? And yes, I did forget once, and I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, oh no, I forgot to give table three their mayonnaise. But I wanted to do a good job, but stepping into something new can feel scary. I bet most of you have had this feeling. When we've had to step out on our own and try something new, we can be a bit scared, but we have to take the step forward by ourselves. And this is where we find Elisha in our story today. Elisha has spent years following and learning from Elijah, but now everything is about to change. And there was that phrase that was repeated, "Not on your life, I'm not letting you out of my sight." Elijah kept saying this every time Elijah said, "Stay here." He was saying, "I will not leave you." He knew Elisha's time was nearly up, but he wanted to stick by his side till the very end. And Elisha wouldn't leave Elijah. He stuck close by. Now, Elijah was a prophet, someone who was meant to tell others about God. He was faithful to God throughout his life, but he knew his time was nearly over, and he needed a successor, someone to take over for him, to continue the call to share about God. And this person was Elisha. Now, I wonder whether Elisha felt prepared, ready, worried, nervous, confident for this role and call he was given. And if we were writing a job description for Elijah's successor, we might put things like, learns from others, believes in miracles, listens to God, keeps focus and trusts in God, prepared to be different and has perseverance. So whether or not Elisha felt ready for this call on his life, he took it on, and God had prepared him for the job. He had spent time with Elijah, learning from his example and talking to him, and he believed in miracles. Elijah saw with his own eyes that God performed an amazing miracle. Elijah split the River Jordan by taking off his cloak, rolling it up and striking it on the water where the river split in two. And God made a way through so that they could cross over on dry land. And another spectacular event happened. Can you imagine seeing chariots and horsemen of fire appear? And Elijah went up in a whirlwind to heaven, whoosh, just like that, and he was gone. Isn't it amazing? I would be very distracted if that was happening right now, right in front of me. And I would still be talking about it years later. However, Elisha acted differently. He was grieving, but he didn't stand there staring up into the sky. He picks up Elijah's coat and gets on what God has called him to do. And Elisha was not distracted. He kept his focus on God. And Elisha listened out for God and trusted in what God was telling him to do. And he above all loved God. He would have also needed to have been prepared to be different, to step out of the norm, to stand out from the crowd. People may not want to hear about God, and so he had to be brave to be different. And lastly, he would have needed perseverance, a chance to keep going in a season of grief, a season of struggle. But he had to keep his eyes focused on telling people about God. Elijah may have not felt ready, but he trusted in God to take up this call. And the wonderful thing is, God doesn't wait till we are perfect before he calls us. He called Elisha while he was still learning. And today, God doesn't call people who have everything sorted. He calls ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And we are called to follow Jesus. And so if we were writing a job description for a follower of Jesus in 2026, what would it say? Any ideas? Paul?
I would guess learns from others.
Yeah.
Keeps in miracles. Keeps focus and trust God. I'm out of ideas.
You're out of ideas now. Alan? Adaptable, that's a good one. There's some more other ideas I thought of as well. So I've also put on there loving Jesus and willing to learn, steps out in faith, praise as well, and makes our extraordinary God known. And we don't have to meet all of these points on this job description. We just need to come as we are and take up this call. And God calls us to follow, serve, and stick by him as we do big things. That might mean praying for someone, showing kindness, telling someone about Jesus, or living in a way that points people to him. For most people, that call is not a single highly memorable event, but an ongoing, repeated call that has a lasting effect. A call is not necessarily something for the future. We are called to serve and follow him today, the everyday choices. So we are called to take on that role that God has called us to do with confidence. Remember that phrase, not on your life, I'm not letting you out of my sight. Elisha wouldn't leave Elijah, but the even better news is that God will not leave us. When God calls us, he doesn't send us off on our own. He is there with us. God sticks beside us, and we can do big things when we stick with God. So, do you take up the call? Are you ready to stick beside him and make his name known? We may not feel ready, but just as God was with Elisha, he is with us too.